soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
You had to pretend like everything was great. Everything was awesome.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
You know how easier it would have been for me if I could have been able to drive up to the hospital in civilian clothes, where it wouldn't have been against my career, to say, hey, look, my wife told me she doesn't love me.
I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle.
I started drinking.
We will accept nothing less than full victory.
And drinking's been my worst friend for the longest time.
Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
And I don't think that we as Americans are going to understand why they have post-traumatic stress disorder until we can see the world as they've seen it.
I'm always worried about somebody coming in my house and hurting my family.
But not understanding where it comes from. And I think we sterilize our reporting and don't tell people what war looks like.
But now, to me, everything's combat zone.
What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world.
We're kicking in the wrong doors, terrifying children, helicopters scream over their heads at night, and I'm trying to calm the women and children while the men were dragged and separated out, completely humiliated in front of their families.
Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave.
There was this could have been her husband, I couldn't tell because he was so messed up. And a woman that was bleeding, not severely, and all she was screaming, why?
I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on Earth worth living.
And the woman, seeing my reaction, came up to me and put her hand on my cheek.
In the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope.
And said, Inshallah.
And build a better life for their children.
Which is God's will.
Not merely peace in our time. Peace in all time.
Even if you don't have to actually go and shoot people, you are trained to do that, and you walk around with a gun with the purpose of, it's used for killing people, and you carry it around in case you have to kill someone.
In the right temporal lobe, there appears to be a measurable difference in people with PTSD.
So you're in this mindset. What if I have to kill someone tomorrow or today?
But there is a change in the electrical discharge of the brain cells in that part of the brain.
At one point, he spent a full day drinking and sat on the side of the bed with the end of the gun in his mouth.
I wish sometimes that I had died in Iraq. So that my life would have meant something, you know?
Forced to quit the army, Robert ended up homeless.
Soul that it, you know.
Yeah. See, I try not to think about it.
Steve, I felt like streaking the general's lawn because then maybe a naked woman would get attention and they wouldn't sweep me underneath the rug.
Yeah, you know, everyone deals with their own way. I try to hide it. I try not to think about it because I gotta stay 100%. You know, I gotta keep a good example in front of the other soldiers. I'm sorry.